Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Friends, welcome back to God's Playbook. Today is Good Friday, a day of great solemnity and yet a day of joy. That's why we call it good. I remember I was just ordained a priest. One of my first kindergarten visits in the classroom. Father Rico! Yes. Why is it called Good Friday if Jesus died? Shouldn't it be called Bad Friday? I love children. Why is it called Good Friday, friends? Today is the day in which we, with great humility, thank God for the sacrifice of Jesus, who is innocent on the cross, for those who are guilty, me, you, us. How could we call this day Good Friday? So to unpack for a four-year-old the difference between the language of good and bad, right? We understand why they would say this would be called Bad Friday instead of Good Friday. And yet, no, it is called Good Friday. Not good that we put Jesus on the cross. Not good that he suffered extensive physical suffering for us, which, by the way, is only part of his suffering. I hope we don't forget the psychological, the spiritual, the emotional suffering that he received. It wasn't just physical, but his sacrifice for us. It isn't good because we put him on the cross. It isn't good that Jesus died. But it is good because he came to redeem us. It is good because by his cross we are saved. It is good because of his freely giving of himself for our salvation brings us hope, brings us salvation, brings us redemption, brings us wholeness. So Good Friday is not called good because what we did to Jesus, but Good Friday is called good because of what Jesus did for us. Think of the pain that you have experienced when you've lost a loved one, if death has touched your life and your family. I know sadly it has touched my family and me personally. When we lose someone we love, it changes our perspectives. We reflect upon their life and what they mean to us. We might look at photographs, videos, or perhaps memories in our mind that help us to remember the good times we've had with them. We reflect upon their love, the impact they've made on us throughout our lives, the character, the compassion, the patience, the laughs, the sorrows, the struggles, all the joys, all the successes, and perhaps even some of the failures come to light. We cry, we laugh, we get angry, we become depressed, we're filled with joy, mixed emotions. And I think those same feelings here are expressed today as we gather for Good Friday. Jesus is suffering on the cross is the most beautiful act of love the world will ever see, the world has ever known. And yet, as powerful and beautiful as that sign is, especially today, it's also a reminder that this did not have to be had we just followed what God has asked for. And so, with great gratitude, we spend this time, not just today, but hopefully every day. Certainly, as the church has given us Fridays, Good Friday in particular, but every Friday, where we are called to enter into sacrifice, abstaining from meat, doing acts of charity, fasting. These are all ways in which we give honor and praise to God who gave his life to set us free. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, You have redeemed the world. Today, as church, we gather as collective and as individuals to give glory to Him. To glory in the cross of Jesus, who is willing to die for you, for me, for us. Indeed, its name is warranted. It is good, because this act of sacrifice and love truly shows us God's unconditional love for us, that He is willing to sacrifice His only begotten Son to redeem the world, a world that has given Him many reasons not to love, not to forgive. And yet that's who our God is. Friends, with sorrow, with grief, with gratitude and love, I invite you, if you've not yet already gone to church today, to make sure that the Good Friday liturgy is a priority for you. That we turn off the noise, that we put aside the distractions. Just like when our loved one dies, we put aside all the things that don't really matter and focus on what truly does, the sacrifice of Jesus. I have the tradition personally of watching the movie The Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson as a visual reminder to me, in addition to the liturgy at church, to help me to understand, to make me want to turn away from my sinfulness, to take the nails out of Jesus' hands, not find new ways to put them in, to put bandages on His wounds, not to continue to add to His wounds. How are each of us going to spend this Good Friday in gratitude for all that God has done for us, but for you and me as individuals? Let's make this a Good Friday by reflecting, by praying, and entering into the silence that today offers to us. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you, and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Buzzsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.